you know, you get a hold to something, and we think it's all right because it feels good. You know, somebody start off smoking weed or dope or pot, or it feel good. I feel good, but end results, it's not good. Hello? It destroys your mental capacity. It's distort your physical operation and function. And your spirit man is squandered or not given a full right. If you don't get him born again, he can't function, because not with God, he'll function with evil. And so we have all this, we have all these things that man have studied and learned intellectually. And still, we still have family breakdown, don't we? We still have mental breakdown. Our society have done great studies on humans, animals, this planet. They know the parts of the body. They can name them all. Every one of them. But they can't keep them working. Hello? So what is it? You notice they can study the body, the organs of the body, different parts of the body. But no one can get a microscope or telescope on the spirit. Hallelujah. And man tries to function in every area without the life giver. And the Bible tells us how life come, how you receive it, how to obtain it, how to walk in it, how to develop and grow in it. But we call most people that's, not all of them, but most of them intellectually intelligent, high intelligent, intellectually wise, they call what we call believing God, confessing the word, they call it foolishness. Amen. But we call it faith, because that's what the Bible calls it. Faith. I've never seen God, neither have you, but I believe what he says. And so why do these things exist among us? Well, we have an enemy who is a deceiver, who brought deception to the man, to the woman, to the family, to the husband, to the wife, to the family, to and they try to live together without the life giver, without the lover of life. The one so loved us, he gave us life. And many people mix human love and mistaken it for the God kind of love. See, there's a human love and there's a God kind of love called agape. And human love will love you as long as you do what I want you to do. Long as you do what I want you to do, like I want it done. I love you, but just go crosswise with me. Human love can turn into hate overnight. Am I right? Yes, sir. So I would say, with convincing evidence in my spirit, that the human race, not as a whole, but too many of them, has turn down God's way of life and living in their individual life, in their home, their marriage, and raising their children, and conducting their affairs and life as far as how they conduct themselves in finances and dealing, they have turned down or reject what God said. What did God say? What did God say? The first thing he said to us who are in the family, he said, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Isn't that right? And all the things will be added, but most people don't believe that. They'll seek things, they'll seek other means and get involved in other things that sound good, look good, and only to find out they wind up being solely disappointed. So I read this scripture last week. I'm going to read it again, and that's 1 Corinthians 11, 1. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. And I read this from the King James. Yep. The King, the regular King James. Go ahead. But notice what Paul said. Be ye followers of me as I also am of Christ. Do what? Be ye followers of me. Well, why would Paul make a statement like that? Hallelujah. Because he knew how he was before he had that experience with God on the road to Damascus, right? He knew what was in his heart. He knew what he was doing. He knew his plan. And something happened to him. A man going to kill, going to arrest, drag people back to Jerusalem, put them in jail, even kill them if he had to. But he got there, he got there preaching Jesus to them. The very person he was solely against, he was there now preaching Jesus. So he could make this statement because he knew he had an experience with the Lord. And something happened. And what happened? He really got changed from the inside out. Amen. That hate he had and thought he was right just because he was a Jew and they had a religion that they practiced, stuff they believed. He found out, you know, he wrote in one of the letters of Philippians, he said it was rubbish, garbage, waste, dung, all that stuff he was doing. He gave some tough name, waste, garbage, dung, you know, sheep dung, you know what that is, waste. He said that's all it was. But now he's saying here, but be ye followers of me. Well, do we have evidence? Can we do it this way? Do we have evidence that Paul had a successful life walking with Christ? If there's evidence, can we find it? Can we find that God really worked through Paul, for Paul, through Paul? Did Paul really do the works of Jesus? Did he get people saved? Did he get people healed? Was he persecuted? Absolutely. Did he face hardship? Did he overcome them? Whereas he was destroying families and even peoples in the community, now he's bringing light and joy to homes and family and the Vision Nation. He preached the gospel. He did some extraordinary thing. And I don't know if in the writing, I don't see another apostle went all out like Paul did. So here's what I'm saying. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, be ye followers of me as even as I also am of Christ. Amen. Go ahead and put the scripture up. Y'all took it down. Leave it there. Amen. Next verse. Thank you, Jesus.